It's Tuesday, October 29th. I'm Lucy Steiner.
And I'm Sam Cedar. Which of these stories will you be talking about today?
A top White House official who heard Trump's Ukraine call is set to offer damning testimony to impeachment investigators. Meanwhile, the fate of Missouri's only remaining abortion clinic will be decided this week. And lastly, Bernie Sanders says the nearly $4 billion in annual U.S. military aid to Israel should be leveraged to help improve the lives of Palestinians instead.
You are listening to Majority FM's AM Quickie, and these are the stories you need to know.
The New York Times reports that a White House national security official who is a decorated Iraq war veteran plans to tell House impeachment investigators today that he heard Donald Trump appeal to Ukraine's president to investigate Joe Biden, a request the aide considered so damaging to American interests that he reported it to his superior. Lieutenant Colonel Alexander Vindman, the top Ukraine expert on the National Security Council, plans to tell the inquiry that he twice registered internal objections about how Trump and his inner circle were treating Ukraine out of what he called a, quote, sense of duty, unquote. Vindman will be the first White House official to testify who listened in on the July 25th telephone call between Trump and President Volodymyr Zelensky of Ukraine. The months-long battle for Missouri's last standing abortion clinic will end this week, with the commencement of hearings that will determine whether it can remain open or if the state health department will be allowed to revoke its license. The hearing for the Reproductive Health Services of Planned Parenthood of the St. Louis region began today and is expected to last 5 days, though a ruling is not expected until at least February. If the license is removed, the state would become the first without a functioning abortion clinic since Roe v. Wade. Last week, Planned Parenthood opened a new abortion clinic just across the Mississippi River in neighboring Illinois, about 15 miles from downtown St. Louis, which will help provide Missouri residents with access to abortions.
Hey, Majority.fm's AM Quickie is fueled by JustCoffee.coop. Just Coffee is a worker-owned coffee roaster based in Madison, Wisconsin, that has sponsored the Majority Report for nearly a decade. Check out their collection of fair trade roasts, including our own Majority Report blend. And regardless of what you order, receive 10% off of your order when you use the code MAJORITY at checkout. All shipping, of course, is free. That's coupon code MAJORITY at justcoffee.coop.
Speaking at a conference Monday hosted by the liberal-leaning Jewish organization J Street, Bernie Sanders expressed support for leveraging billions of dollars in annual U.S. military aid to stop Israel's horrific treatment and occupation of the Palestinian people.
You got $3.8 billion every single year. All right. If you want military aid, you're going to have to fundamentally change your relationship to the people of Gaza. In fact, I think it is fair to say that some of that $3.8 billion should go right now into humanitarian aid in Gaza.
Sanders, who is vying to become the first Jewish president in U.S. history, also took aim at Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, saying that it is not anti-Semitic to call his authoritarian government racist. And now for some quicker quickies.
Quicker quickie.
Iraqi security forces opened fire, killing 18 people and wounding hundreds in the holy city of Karbala on Tuesday, in one of the worst attacks since the country was engulfed by protests this month. North Carolina can't use its current maps for the 2020 congressional elections, a panel of judges ruled Monday, saying the Republican-drawn maps are unfair to many voters. The legislature must now redraw the state's 13 U.S. House districts for the second time in 3 years. The New York Times reports that homelessness in New York public schools has reached a record high of nearly 15,000 students. That means one out of every 10 New York City students lived in temporary housing during the last school year. And finally, Politico is reporting that the Republican Party of Florida has canceled its biggest annual fundraiser because of lackluster interest from donors. Planners were having difficulty selling table sponsorships and couldn't land a keynote speaker for the dinner, which was scheduled for November 9th in Orlando.
Quicker! Quickie.
That's it, folks. Thanks for listening to Majority.fm's AM Quickie. Sam?
Hey, thank you, Lucy. Don't forget to check out the Majority Report today at noon, live or later, wherever your podcasts are found.